a confession to make. For many years, I was an unabashed libtard, drinking down the liberal Kool-Aid by the gallon, and wouldn't dream of voting Republican. Then came the man that changed all that. And when I say change, you better believe it, because that man was none other than Barack Hussein Obama. And his form of change unintentionally changed me forever. Now, before I go into a great tsunami-style hate harangue on Obama, which I'm not, sorry to disappoint, I'm not going to go into some kind of fucking evangelical tirade style of proclaiming how I have seen the light and have prostrated myself to the Church of Ronald Reagan and his idiotic Reaganomics. I believed then, as I still believe now, that Reagan was the closest thing in modern history to having a fascist president. And if you don't count Bush 1, who was far more intelligent than Reagan, Bush 2 does not fall into this category, because Bush's son, George, was, and still is, a complete imbecile. Now, having said all that, I will tell you as briefly as possible what Obama did to piss me off so much in the shortest possible terms. Nothing. And that was the entire fucking problem. He basically did nothing. Well, let me reiterate just a bit. He really did very little that was good. Mostly everything he did do was bad. Really fucking bad. Now, I don't want to sit here and nitpick 8 years of the Obama administration. I lived through it. That was bad enough. And I'll just tell you my nickname for him, especially through his second term. Now, by any miracle, a hardcore liberal or woke person is listening to this, I want to forewarn you that you might want to cover your ears, lest your sensitivities cause your head to explode. My nickname for Obama was Uncle Tom, the reference being the main black character from the book Uncle Tom's Cabin for you youngins out there. Because I had never witnessed a president more of an absolute corporate ass kisser than Obama, and in particular, most thoroughly sucking the ass of the military-industrial complex. More bombs, missiles, and various other pieces of military equipment were manufactured and sold throughout the world than from any other U.S. president before or since. And considering the warmonger that Ronald Reagan was, that's a hell of an accomplishment. There's an old political adage which states that a good politician is not only bought and paid for, but stays bought and paid for. And Barack Obama fit that description to an absolute fucking T. The bigger point I'm trying to make, however, is that neither of the major parties in America, Democrat or Republican, are in any meaningful way, really whatsoever, concerned with the well-being of the average American citizen. Their respective interests are primarily to the corporations and the oligarchs that own them. The interest or actual needs of the average American come in a distant second or third. This game of partisan politics was designed specifically to keep two groups of people fighting and bickering amongst themselves over things which, for the most part, really don't fucking matter anyway. The sole purpose is just to keep the bickering itself, a distraction, so neither side will notice the giant red, white, and blue flag that's being shoved up their ass continuously. Have any of you out there noticed how our infrastructure has gone to shit? Our healthcare system is an international criminal embarrassment, and many Americans' only option of going to Mexico to receive treatment for serious illness, because the cost of treatment and or prescription medication is only 1/100th or maybe even a thousandth of the cost here in the U.S. Or how about the fact that home ownership, aka the great American dream, essentially is gone for this generation of young Americans who know that they don't have a snowball's chance in hell of being able to afford a home, which is on average hovering somewhere around $250,000. While many of them are having to resort to the gig economy, which is a euphemistic, nice, non-threatening term of describing young people that have to work their ass to death with often two or even three jobs just to make ends meet. And that doesn't include purchasing a home. In addition to that, most working Americans don't even have enough money in their checking or savings to cover a $500 auto repair. And don't even get me started on the real cause of inflation. I just don't have the time in this episode. The last great president we had, as far as I'm concerned, was Eisenhower, a Republican. But again, it needs to be clearly understood that, especially when compared to the time of Eisenhower, those terms have become almost meaningless. Since the time of Eisenhower, as far as business and capitalism is concerned, this country, many of its laws, and certainly its tax structure, has inexorably moved far, far to the right. So far to the right, as a matter of fact, that the policies and social policies of Eisenhower, or even Nixon for that matter, would be considered left or far left by today's corporate-controlled political standards. I want to be clear, though. I'm not talking about the degeneration of society and social standards, though it should be self-evident that much of which has been going on socially has been given a very free hand, much of which I believe is a very bad idea. The societal destructive power of woke itself being a very good example. I'll wrap this up with saying this. Speaking of noticing things, in addition to the problems we are having with our ancient infrastructure, as evidenced by frequent bridge collapses and rolling power outages during both peak summer and winter demand, from old, outdated systems which simply cannot handle the demand, to a freight and passenger train system that would be an embarrassment to fucking Bulgaria. What about the tens of thousands of homeless people all across America that the government, and yes, it is the government's responsibility to take care of those who can least take care of themselves. It is to be, by definition, a legitimate government demonstrating care and compassion for its citizens. Hasn't seriously addressed this terrible issue for the last 30 or 40 fucking years. Lastly, you'll also notice the contradiction of how the government has pretty much remained silent and sat on its ass concerning the homeless crisis for all these years and essentially did nothing to combat it. But there's no problem pursuing profit around the world. If there's a problem with Ukraine, the Middle East, or any other place in the world that the U.S. government wants to stick its corporate fangs into, all of a sudden, the U.S. can pull billions of dollars out of its ass for military aid or whatever other corporate con job it tells the American people. By the way, it politely tells us, doesn't sincerely ask or beg us, it fucking tells us what it plans to do. Oh yeah, the House or the Senate may need to give approval for such a financial request, but that's basically become a rubber stamp. In other words, in nice, soft, polite language, they're telling the American people to go fuck yourself. We're taking what we want, which the last time I checked is exactly what the mob does. So folks, let's stop pandering to these corporate-created dog and pony shows of partisan politics from such outlets as Fox News and MSNBC by turning on our brains and stop playing their fool's game. Then we can start serving up some real justice to the oligarchs who want to continue to control us by keeping us divided. Until next Monday or Friday, if this ain't earnest, what is?